This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's catch up with Sylvie Fiquette for the Pacific Regional Report. Sylvie is a content development specialist for the Pacific region and joins us this morning from Vancouver. Hey, good morning, Sylvie.
Good morning, Dave. How's it going?
Not too shabby over here. Sylvie, I do want to check in with you, though. We've had a couple guests from BC over the last few days, and we know another atmospheric river passed through, and you had some snow in the late part of December and early part of January, which had some folks concerned about some rivers and some flooding concerns. What's the latest on the ground there this morning?
Yeah, so it's been a bit hectic the past few days. People have been really worried, especially with the Fraser Valley. But it looks like they're going to be okay. The rain did kind of subside a little bit earlier than expected yesterday. There could be more to come, but it wasn't quite what happened in November. I mean, that was just a blast that took everybody away. So yeah, we're hanging in.
Very good. I wanted to check in. I wanted to make sure we're keeping our eyes closely peeled to what's going on out there on the ground in British Columbia. Sylvie, let's jump into an advocacy organization that's made their great return following two decades of providing advocacy services for British Columbians and other Canadians with sight loss. The Board of the Access for Sight Impaired Consumers, otherwise known as the ACIC, decided to step back and do a little bit of a recharge. But after the hiatus, they're back with a renewed commitment. So tell us more about their work and their focus.
Yeah, it's great to have. And we refer to Access for Sight Impaired Consumers here as ASIC. So after their brief hiatus, a few years, they're back full force as a not-for-profit society with a revitalized commitment to awareness and advocacy for the removal of systemic barriers affecting BC residents with sight loss. So some of the ways ASIC has helped to create access has been through approaching all levels of government, public and private corporations and service providers to create awareness of the myriad of challenges and barriers impacting independence for people who are blind and partially sighted or deaf-blind. Often service providers are unaware of the barriers they themselves have created and truly do not know how to make their services or venues more accessible. So ASIC's philosophy encompasses both an understanding of these barriers and a proven ability to innovate collaboratively to reach alternatives, resulting in improved access and independence for those living with sight loss.
Are there any particular initiatives they've picked up on here as part of this relaunch?
Yeah, so they have two initiatives on the go right now. They're focusing on digging deeper into BC's retinal diseases program and Alberta's rapid retinal diseases program. So age-related macular degeneration and BC's provincial retinal diseases treatment program is really an issue that rates highly amongst the growing concerns. They conducted results of a survey ASIC conducted with individuals impacted by AMD, and recent reports from glaucoma specialists has inspired them to take a closer look into the structure of these programs, which are overseen by the Provincial Health Services Authority in BC and the Ministry of Health in Alberta. And then secondly, they're very focused. October 16th this year, municipal elections will be held across the province. And so they're collaborating to design a general election process whereby persons with vision loss can independently and confidently mark their election ballot, including a choice to vote by phone.
That's a big one right there. A lot of interesting work here. The more organizations doing this kind of advocacy is a good thing. How can somebody learn more about ASIC?
Yeah, so for further information, visit ASIC, Access for Sight Impaired Consumers, their new website, asicbc.ca.
Sylvie, let's jump over to Vancouver Island, where a couple of service organizations on the island are providing more families with access to therapeutic equipment. So, Sylvie, who's partnering to provide this therapeutic equipment for children on the island?
Yeah, so Vancouver Island social service agencies that are teaming up together. The Nanaimo Child Development Center announced in December a partnership with Island MediQuip and the Children's Health Foundation of Vancouver Island and numerous social service agencies spanning right across the island from Duncan to Port Hardy in the north. The partnership has launched a therapeutic equipment loan library for children requiring access to specialized equipment.
So talking about those children, who are going to be the folks who are going to have access to this equipment?
Yes. So the equipment loan library is targeted for use by children and families who don't have access to funding for these very important aids necessary to advance their child's development. So access to therapeutic equipment can make all the difference in the world for children with physical limitations or developmental issues, creating an enhanced ability to interact with their environment and to progress by having the right tools in place. It's really a game changer, Dave, for many families who are on fixed incomes and face barriers to purchasing very costly specialized therapeutic equipment for their children.
Sylvie, we've only got about a minute and 30 seconds here, but give us a quick snapshot of some of the equipment that might be available.
Yes. So the library will have will provide access to specialized equipment needed for therapy and daily activities, and it will include larger pieces intended to assist movement, mobility, and positioning aids, including adapted therapy toys and adapted furniture. The intention is to continue to grow the collection of equipment via ongoing grants, funding, and donations of gently used equipment. Such positive outcomes can happen when it comes to therapeutic equipment for children because they outgrow it so quickly and it's often lightly used. So yes, so it's a huge benefit to other children.
Yeah, a huge benefit in the community. Where can people make a request or how can they go about doing so?
Yes, so people can reach out to the Nanaimo Child Development Center. Their website is nanaimocdc.com or you can email them at info@nanaimocdc.com.
Top notch. Hey, Sylvie, always great catching up with you. Glad to hear that you're staying safe there on the ground. In fact, it sounds like you have a nice warm day coming your way. So enjoy a little bit of fresh air today.
Thanks very much, Dave. Looking forward to it. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.